welcome to the Laundry Chat Podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and today we're going to talk about friendships. Over the course of my college career, I've had four other very close friends that I love with all my heart. Was it last year? Like 2 years ago, we moved into this little apartment together, and we have found what friendship really is all about. It hasn't been easy, but it's also been one of the best things I've ever decided to do and fight for. The other day, I wrote kind of a little piece about kind of my thoughts on it, and I kind of equated to how we move furniture around in the house. And we actually did this. So when I talk about moving furniture, I'm meaning it symbolically, but also we really did move furniture around. And I don't know, it just made me realize a lot of things. And I guess relationships are really the most important thing we have in this life. And so I know that all of you have relationships in your life. So I hope that this helps you maybe sort things out in your mind or maybe puts things in a different perspective. So yeah, I'm going to read this to you and I might talk afterwards, but we'll see. Ever since we rearranged the furniture, it has changed the flow in the house, and not just physically, but in our friendship too. I'm not sure what shifted. I'm not really sure when we decided to move our pride aside, but we did. Ellie's birthday party went so well. Like Ellie said, it just felt genuine. We were laughing and dancing and singing and celebrating, and it was just so right. There is something different in this house. Maybe it's really a home now. Maybe we decided where things should go. Maybe we finally found where we belong in it, where we fit. It feels like things have settled now. I remember rearranging the furniture, though. I felt weird about it at first because this is how we always had it. This is where it always has been, where the sofa was, where the chair went, where the globe went. Where would we put it if we moved? If we moved it? How would everything look, and how would it feel strange when you sat down? We move things, we drag things, we threw away things, shove things and straighten things. But in the end, it was better than it was before. It feels bigger, more open. It feels like I can breathe. I think that friendships are meant to be fought for. The furniture needs to be rearranged every once in a while. Either that or you want to move out. I like that we have made enough room for each other in our hearts, that we don't have to do that. We don't have to move. And I like how all of our mismatched stuff comes together to teach us something about one another and about ourselves. Not everything needs to be talked about, but a lot of little things should be talked about daily, and everyone should be talked to. We still need more hugs in this house. We still should eat more meals together. I wish we did it more outside of the house with each other, but I also don't want to force it. My heart knows that we are all put here for a reason. Together we are teaching each other. What am I learning? What am I learning? And how can I be a better teacher? I used to wonder about that most. But now I know that I'm the best teacher when I'm my fullest self. And I'm my fullest self when I'm full of Jesus and his love. How did Jesus change people? Because you would think that love wouldn't need to change people. But it really does. It changes them for the better. It lets them be their best. I think it's hard for people to change themselves because they think that where the furniture is the best place. And even if they think that they could be better, they think that it would be difficult to move things around. It might even hurt. This reflection of friendships with ourselves and of others, I think, is proof that we need to make ourselves a home before we invite others in. And not that it's impossible to open doors to others before we are situated, but people feel more welcome in a place with candles and laughter, and where things feel like they fit. Maybe we all reorganize our hearts with the new year. Clean things up a bit. And I think it was just enough for each of us to feel invited inside. So yeah, that was what I wrote. I honestly can't say enough about the girls that I live with. I've learned so much from them. And it has changed me in the best way. But like I said, we definitely have had our fair share of struggles, and it has not been easy. When I talk about moving furniture, I mean, like, it was hard. Like, we had to, like, symbolically, like, we had to shove and push and like, talk about where things should go and how we should do things. And I just realized the other day when we actually were moving furniture around, like, we changed, like, where the couch was, where the chair was, and, you know, we strung up lights and stuff, and we added a new plant. Like, we've been changing things in this house, like, in like, physically. And I just realized, like, during the past, like, couple weeks, like, it has actually felt different. Like, and I know it's not because we moved the furniture that it feels different. Like, in our hearts, I know that the things have been shifting in each of us. And I just wanted to write about it, I guess. These girls have been with me through all 4 years of my college career, through the worst times of my life, and through, like, now not being in college and dealing with, like, what I'm doing with my life. Like, they have been with me through every step of the way. And I've been there for them, you know, in their moments and when in their celebrations and their birthdays and our, you know, learning experiences and, you know, killing spiders and figuring out, you know, how to get a new washer in and all of these things. Like, I think it's really important that you find who you want to fight for, what friendships you want, you know, that you are willing to take a few bruises for, and, you know, possibly leave a few scars. And I think in all friendships we sacrifice something. Obviously no friendship is perfect. No person is perfect. You guys all know that. It's just what you're willing to sacrifice. And yeah, I don't know. I really shouldn't be speaking about this. I'm still learning it myself, and I'm not perfect at friendships. I'm actually finding out that I'm actually pretty bad at them. Like, being more of a naturally, like, quieter person, or, like, introverted person, I don't really, like reach out a lot. Typically people, like, reach out to me more, or I wait until they reach out to me. I'm learning that I need to, you know, sacrifice my, like, comfort and risk, you know, being rejected and just asking people to do things or asking people how they are or going out and, you know, doing things with people. So it's, I just want to let you know that I'm definitely not perfect at this, either. So yeah, I hope whatever friendship is in your life that made you like came to mind when I was like reading this or talking about this, that you really fully decide if you want that friendship in your life. Are you willing to fight for it? Are you willing to, you know, have a few scars from it? Are you willing to do what it takes to keep it? And if not, put down, like, your guns and put down your armor, put down your sword. Like just let it go, because friendships do come and go. But if you do think it's worth it, fight for it. And know what you're getting into, and fight it with love. Make sure that's what you're fighting it with. That's all I can really say. And make sure that you're thinking more about that other person than you are yourself. Because I think the best way to go into any battle is to know your enemy. And this person is not your enemy. This is your friend. So especially get to know your friend if you're fighting with your friend. Because that's how you win. That's how you both win, in the end. So, all right, you guys, this has been another episode of the Laundry Chat. If you have any suggestions of things, I can't say my S's and, okay. If you have any other suggestions of things that you would like talked about or things that or guests that you'd like me to interview, any cool people out there, I'd love to talk with them. Let me know either on Instagram or message me, or you could email me if you want. but yeah, and I guess, yeah, just let me know if you have any thoughts. If you don't, just thank you for listening, and hopefully you'll see me again next week. I really do want to try and make this a weekly thing. I think Wednesdays will be the day that the Laundry Chat will come out. I feel like that has been a good day for me so far. Kind of middle of the week, you should hear from me. But we'll see what next week brings. We'll see if I can maintain that. So, all right, you guys, have a great day and make sure that you just fight for a friendship today, even in a small way. All right. Thanks for being my friend, guys. I really love you. And yeah, have a great day. Bye.